Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Is long COVID just another name for anemia? This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of the 8th of March 2024. Hardly a week passed last year without some revelation about long COVID and Global Health Now, GHN, no stranger to the pages of TCW, has been at the forefront of whipping up global concern about a disease which may not even exist. TCW has catalogued much of this nonsense. GHN has struck again with a report picked up in its go-to source for all manner of COVID-related hysteria, SIDRAP, the newsletter of the Centre for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, University of Minnesota. The SIDRAP piece is titled Low Iron May Play Key Role in Long COVID, and reports on a study from Nature Immunology titled Iron Dysregulation and Inflammatory Stress Erythropoiesis Associates with Long-Term Outcome of COVID-19. Note above how what is reported in Nature Immunology as associates becomes may play a role in long COVID and SIDRAP. As ever, the logical corollary that low iron may not play a key role in long COVID is omitted. The phenomenon was reported in GHN as follows. Long COVID patients show more sign of difficulty regulating their blood iron levels, including anemia. An association becomes a key role, and then the subtle implication that this may be a problem of long COVID. The original study of over 200 patients is well conducted and relates the hematological data to the reported severity of the original dose of COVID-19 and to reported long COVID up to a year after reported initial infection with COVID-19. Thus, the observed association between anemia and long COVID in the study seems to be a real phenomenon. There's absolutely no problem with medical researchers seeking associations between clinical variables, and frequently observed associations lead to research where the direction of the relationship, the cause versus the effect, can be established. Only in that way can therapy be directed at the correct clinical targets. The authors of the study, to their credit, present their analysis with caution. However, the customary limitations subsection of the discussion section of the article is missing, and indeed no reference is made to any limitations of the study. Allow me, I can think of one major limitation, and that is the remarkable similarity between the symptoms of long COVID, which include fatigue, shortness of breath and chest pain, and the symptoms of anemia, which include fatigue, shortness of breath and chest pain. As far as can be ascertained from the original study, the hematological status of the participants in the study at the time of their initial reported infection with COVID-19 is not known. Is it possible that COVID-19 is simply another name for anemia?
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.